Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. I shared with you all that I've been doing a ton of reading over the last few months as I've been putting together classes on parts work. And in 2021, Dick Schwartz, creator of IFS, put out this public-facing book called No Bad Parts. It's a great book, by the way. Previously, the majority of his work was directed towards therapists and practitioners, people that were actually in the field, not towards the public. But this one is definitely geared toward the public. If you haven't read it and you're interested in parts work, it's a great book. And I thought I would share one of my favorite quotes out of this book. It summarizes beautifully how I see IFS and self. I've shared this quote that I'm going to share with you all, with my clients, with classes, with friends, and candidly to anybody who would just listen. So I thought I'd share it with you, dear audience, today as well. So the quote is, like children and external families, we each have parts that want things that aren't good for them or for the rest of the system. The difference here is that self says no to impulsive parts firmly, but from a place of love and patience, in just the same way an ideal parent would. Additionally, in IFS, when parts do take over, we don't shame them. Instead, we get curious and use the part's impulse as a trailhead to find out what's driving it that needs to be healed. For someone like me, who comes from a background of using food and alcohol to numb my emotions, and alcohol also to stop physical pain and emotional pain, this quote really speaks to me. I mean, I used food and alcohol for years to numb, and I still have parts that still think it's a good idea. Recently, I went on a road trip, and it was the first one in a really long time. And when I got in the car to go fill up with gas, I heard a voice in my head, road trip, let's go get yummies at the gas station. And that was kind of a shock to me. I was like, who are you and where have you been? Actually, that was literally what I said, was like, where have you been? Because I haven't eaten junk food in over 6 years. And this part sounded really young in my head. So in using my triple A's, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate, I said, oh, sweetie, thank you for letting me know what you're thinking. I know you think that would be fun, but we don't eat that stuff anymore, but I promise we will still have fun on this trip. And so in being able to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate this part for what it was trying to do to help me, as opposed to shaming the part for what it wanted, because trust me, I did have a food controller part who was like horrified. And it was like, are you joking? Are you serious? What the hell is wrong with you? Right? Like, and I was able to calm the food controller part. And I was like, I've got this. I've got this with some self energy. I can talk to this part, this little part that wants sugary sweets, right? Like sugary treats for a road trip. We did this for years. We did it for, 50 years. Of course it wants that. It makes total sense for that part to want something that it, had for years, knows worked. It was fun. It was part of the experience. Of course it makes sense. It wants that. And it would have been so very easy also for the food controller to take over and say, like I said, what the hell is wrong with you? Are you crazy? We don't eat that crap anymore. And be more judgmental and shaming of that part. But that judgmental shaming, that doesn't sound like self, right? Self energy, as we know, is curiosity and compassion. So what's important here is that I was able to stay in enough self energy to work with that part. Self was able to take a broader view of what was happening. I had one part that wanted to have sugary treats like we did all of my life. I had another part that wanted to be like, are you crazy? We cannot eat that crap, right? Like, and I, with some self energy, could take care of that younger part without making it wrong. And then the food controller, thankfully, trusted me to manage the situation. So I thanked both of those parts. And actually, at the end of the road trip, I thanked all of my food parts. I have lots of food parts. And showed the little one who wanted the sugary treats that we were able to have a great time and stay on our food plan. I call that a micro update, me able to show that part. Now she can see that those sugary treats are not necessary to have a great time. So thank you for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description for and the links for some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.